that at any given time fulfill the command of Allah, whether it is in accordance with the norms of the society, of the way people are going about doing things, or it goes against the grain. The test is against the grain. Islam doesn't say give up your businesses, give up your professions, break all relationships with anybody, with everybody, don't live in this world. Islam says live a normal life. But when it comes to a juncture where you have to choose between whether I fulfill the command of Allah at this moment or I break the command of Allah and follow the norm of society, that is the only juncture that you have to make a decision. But otherwise we all live normally. We live with everybody. So now, focusing primarily on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the solution of every problem, whether it is an individual problem, a problem that is directed towards few people, or it is a global problem, or it is a Muslim problem. Whatever the problem be, how big the problem be, we say that to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala is the solution to your problems. To elucidate that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself gives us stories in the Quran. The story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun has been mentioned in many places in the Quran. So we will focus on certain events of that story that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. The first one being that Fir'aun was told that there's going to be a child born amongst the Israelites who is going to grow up to take away your authority and leadership over these people, and he will be the means of your destruction. So the norm is that whenever a person is got a problem, then he either strategizes with his mind or he uses the what we call the asbab, the means that are at his hand. So Fir'aun did exactly the same. When he was told this, the correct thing for him to do was that when that prophet, that individual is going to be born, then whatever he says, I will have to follow, because he is the prophet of Allah Ta'ala. I must obey that. In that is the safety of my kingdom and the safety of my authority as well, my kingship. But instead he said, no, I'm going to strategize like we when we have a problem also. Let me work myself out. The first thing he worked out was if there was any child born amongst the Israelites, and if he's a male, he must be put to death. And secondly, I've got such a huge army, they must parole the place, the whole of Egypt, and they must be aware of any child born and they must kill that child. See? On the other hand, you have Musa alayhi salam's mother. She is in absolute fear that now my child mustn't be spotted by any of these soldiers of Fir'aun. That's the fear she's in. Then she is living in poverty in her home, and she's breastfeeding this child of hers in fear. So poverty is her lot, fear is her lot, and she is in her small hut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam's mother that you must take this child of yours, your beloved child, and put him in a box and put him into the river Nile. Now the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks very, very strange. Strange in the sense that how can the safety of a child be in a box in a deep water? How is this child going to come alive? But here it's a choice between fulfilling the command of Allah or strategizing and using your own means. Go and hide him somewhere tell everybody that if somebody comes along, just inform me, stand at the door. See? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promises, Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen. We will return this child to you and we will make him a messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. You don't worry, you put him there. Now the command of Allah going against every norm of society. Every is going against the grain of what you are supposed to do. Put a small child in a box and then throw him into the river Nile. So on one hand you have Fir'aun who strategized, used all his means that were at his disposal, breaking the command of Allah. On the other hand, you have Musa alayhi salam, mother fulfilling the command of Allah against all means and strategies. What was the outcome? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wanted that Musa alayhi salam must take away the kingdom and the kingship of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun didn't want that. But Allah ta'ala said that I will make him be born against your desire and wish. And not only that, he will be nourished by you and he will grow up in your palace. That is the qudrat of Allah. You don't want him to be born. I will make sure that he will be born, and not only that, he will be nourished and taken care of by you. So what was the final outcome? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned Musa alayhi salam to his mother, then Allah made it such that nobody would drink. Musa alayhi salam would not drink the milk of any woman, any breastfeeding woman, except until the mother of Musa alayhi salam came along and he only drank her milk. Then Fir'aun, he set up a special wage for her to feed this child. That alleviated the poverty. And where she was feeding her child? In Qasr Fir'aun, in the palace of Fir'aun. Not in her hut anymore. And thirdly, with complete itminan and peace, that I don't have anything to fear, because the enemy himself said that you have the permission to feed this child. This is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. See? When we will go towards the means, against, I told you, there's only one juncture, against the command of Allah Ta'ala, ulama say when you will go in deep pursuit, in deep material pursuit, and try to solve any problem materially without fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, this will only bring tiredness to you, it will bring anxiety and distress in your life, and you will never ever come out of that problem. Instead, you will aggravate the problem. Musa alayhi salam was commanded that you must go to a certain place and you will meet one of my servants there. Allah Ta'ala commanded him. That was Khidr alayhi salam. So he takes his servant with him and they go along. As soon as they transgress or go beyond the point where they were supposed to meet Khidr alayhi salam, up to that time, the Quran says that they were not hungry, they didn't even feel tired. They traveled a long journey, but as long as they did not pass that point where there was a sign which the servant forgot to tell Musa alayhi salam about, until they journeyed to that point, no hunger, no tiredness, no problems. As soon as they passed that point, Quran says, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. As soon as they passed that point, then Musa alayhi salam is telling his servant that, you know what, we are feeling very hungry now, bring the food, and we are very tired. That's what the ulama say, that if you are moving towards fulfilling your needs and alleviating your problems without fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wo aapko thaka degi, it will finish your life up. You will run from this way to that way, only anxiety, distress, tiredness, difficulty, that will be your lot. But if you stick to the command of Allah, now what is the solution to this problem? Quran says, فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا. Then they have to retreat on their footsteps. They have to go back. The only solution to all our problems is to come back to our deen. People can say that we are backward. People can say that these people, they are moving in the wrong direction. They are not living up to the times. But our solution is going back to our deen.